The Dr. Closed Mind is kind of the archetype of the person who doesn't want to talk about innovative ideas, isn't interested in working smarter, is only interested in, I have my critical path, I have my project milestones, and I have my deadlines. I need to meet those.
The phrase, as I was reading this, the phrase that jumped to my mind was, that's not the way we do business here.
Right. And I've heard that numerous times, here at my company, as well as, externally with my clients as well, is, we don't do that there. It hasn't been done that way. So we're going to stick with what's been done before.
And actually, you raise a good point. These villains don't just apply to federal agencies.
Oh, no. These could apply to any, large organization.
And this is the idea that, this is the way we've been doing it. We don't need to do something else.
No, because doing something else requires changing and requires a learning curve, and it requires some time away from focusing and driving just on the deadlines, because you have to look at doing something a new way that could potentially save time in the long run but is going to deviate from time in the short run.
Number two on your list is you call the downer. As I was reading it, sort of thought, basically it's a pretty whiny person.
Yeah, that's one way to describe it. I looked at it as the people who are on board with the general concept of what you're doing, but also see the policies and the processes and the other villains on the list who pose roadblocks to that and say, this is going to be too hard, forget it. I'm not interested in taking on all that extra work to make a change.
And lawyers, it's the lawyers, isn't it?
Well, sometimes. Sometimes it's security people. Sometimes it's other communications people who realize that, they have to change the way they're doing things, and it scares them and it intimidates them. So they say, I'd love to be able to do that, but there's a policy, and I don't want to get yelled at and potentially make someone angry, so I don't want to push the envelope.
The next one is actually one of my favorite, because I think it's one of the people that folks don't often think about. You call him the money monger. What's the money monger?
The money monger is the guy who, or the girl, who saw social media and has read, some articles about gain Twitter followers fast, or, buy a Twitter list and follow me and I'll follow you back. And they're so focused on just doing the buzz and getting, more followers or more friends or more blog comments. And, they're like that sleazy marketing guy that you see on TV that, has the infomercials and he'll tell you how to make money quick.
Set it and forget it, or
yeah,
something like that.
Exactly. It's the social media and Gov2O infomercial guy.
And I think this one particularly fascinated me because I think, number one, in government, there's not really a profit motive in there. But also, I mean, the core of this is to do the job better and be more effective so you can then have resources to maybe do things other ways. There's a whole lot of reasons you do this. But the just have more followers isn't necessarily that's not your be-all and end-all goal.
Right, and they're preying, the money mongers preying on the natural competitiveness that exists within the government of, this agency has, this many blogs and they were featured at this conference in this media publication, why aren't you? And I can get you there. Let's go and get you more followers and more blog comments and we'll do the same thing.
The next one on your list is Captain Conservative. Who's Captain Conservative?
I think that Captain Conservative has elements of the downer and elements of Dr. Closed Mind. I think Captain Conservative wants to do the right thing, but he wants to do the right thing so much so that you get bogged down in approvals and writing justification pieces and business cases for every little thing that you do, and there's no sense of, let's go forward and ask for forgiveness. He's always about asking for permission.
Next is the silo, which almost seems an antithesis to a lot of the Gov 2.0 initiatives. What's the silo?
The silo came to my mind when I heard my colleague Walton Smith give a presentation. He said when we were working on a Enterprise 2.0 application, and a group of people came to him and said, we want to be open and collaborative with these five people. And we said, what's that going to get you? You have email to do that. And he said, I'm afraid about all those other people out there who don't know my topic area and will just come in and mess it all up. So they're not qualified, so I want to lock them out. and didn't really see the—he hears the drum beat that he has to be open and collaborative, but doesn't really know how to adjust that to his working style and working relationships.
The information sucker.
The information sucker is the guy in the organization who kind of sees the value in doing this and wants to make a change and gives you the whole, can I pick your brain for a little bit?
Yeah.
Can I sit down and talk with you? And we'll take all of that data and run off with it. And, you know, a year later, you find out that, you know, so-and-so started this great social media thing when in reality, he just used, you know, a lot of your data, a lot of your research, a lot of your hard work without any attribution. And so you end up with two, you know, silos of strategies and tactics that have been done.
One that I thought about that I might add to the list are the people who sit on the sidelines, the sideline sitters. And these people who may have some interest, they sign up or something, and then they don't participate. And my view always on these things is you have to try some of these tools in order to fully understand them.
Right, that you have to try it, but even if you don't try it, at least use them. You know, I think those sideline sitters, the real danger comes in when they sign up for them, but then they don't ever come back or even use it. So, yeah, I'm not as concerned if people aren't as active in contributing content, but you know, there's a whole wealth of content out there from people, crazy people like me, who are going out and advocating this everywhere. There's so much content that you can use if you just go out and spend some time researching and learning.
So to the Joe or Joanna average person out there who is faced with some of these, is there a strategy for dealing with any or all of these folks? What do you do?
I think that's probably a future post. In going through and looking at them, and I have, you know, people in mind, or they're kind of amalgamations of a lot of different people for each of these. I think that the strategies that I highlighted about addressing each of them, because I think you address each one a little bit differently.
Yeah.
For example, for Captain Conservative, I focus on getting that top cover up front so that we can say, hey, we can go forward and do this because, you know, the boss or the principal or the secretary has approved us to get to this end game. And so the little steps in between to get to that end game, we can go and take a little bit more risk because we know we have his blessing to march forward with this.